It's Monday, August 30th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Caldor fire has forced additional evacuation orders and warnings in and around the Tahoe Basin as the fire creeps closer to the famous lake. Evacuation orders were sent late Sunday for Desolation Wilderness from the Watershed Ridge to the Wilderness Boundary. Evacuations were also ordered from the El Dorado-Placer County line to Echo Lakes. In Alpine County, evacuation orders are in place from Highway 89 south from Luther Pass Road to the Pickett's Junction, west on Highway 88 to Kirkwood, and south to include Kirkwood Ski Resort and Caples Lake. The rest of the Tahoe Basin is under an evacuation warning as of this morning. Winds are expected to be gusty out of the southwest again today, which has already caused the Caldor fire to spread toward the basin. The entire eastern Sierra is under a red flag warning today due to strong winds, dry conditions, and hot temperatures. A Red Cross shelter is open at the Douglas County Community Center in Gardnerville. People can also go to the Green Valley Community Church in Placerville, the Cameron Park CSD in Cameron Park, or the Rolling Hills Church in El Dorado Hills. The animal shelter located at the Amador County Fairgrounds is still open for large and small animals. A temporary evacuation point is open at the Italian Picnic Grounds in Sutter Creek for Amador County residents. Evacuation and shelter information will continue to be updated and available at our website, KUNR.org. In November, the Bureau of Land Management approved a giant lithium mine in northern Nevada, but tribes in our region argue the BLM didn't properly consult with them and now want a federal judge to issue a temporary injunction on the project. KUNR's Michelle Rivera has more.
The Reno Sparks Indian Colony and a group known as the People of Red Mountain filed the lawsuit in federal court in July. They argued that the BLM didn't properly consult with tribes about potential impacts to important cultural sites, a violation of the National Preservation Act. On Friday, federal Judge Miranda Due heard arguments on a motion from the tribes to temporarily halt any further disturbance to the mine site. William Falk is an attorney representing the tribes. He says this is just one step in the process.
The legal system is not a tactic that is going to stop this project. It can be a tactic that forces things back into an earlier part of the permitting process and give us time to rally more support.
Ranchers and environmentalists previously requested a court order to block the digging of any trenches, citing concerns over sage-grouse habitat. Judge Due denied that request in July. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.
A former Clark County District Court judge told the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Wednesday that he'll seek the Republican nomination for Nevada Secretary of State, running on his experience as a business lawyer, business owner, and judge. Richard Scotty served 1 6-year term in Clark County District Court before losing his bid for re-election in 2020. The former state court judge was once reprimanded for cursing and throwing a pocket-sized U.S. Constitution in an outburst over a juror's apparent effort to avoid jury service. Former State Assemblyman Jim Marchant is also seeking the GOP nomination to replace term-limited Barbara Sagafsky. Nevada's jobless rate fell to 7.7% in July, the state's lowest unemployment number since the start of the pandemic. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The numbers are part of the latest data released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The state's current unemployment rate is more than 2 percentage points higher than the national average of 5.4%. Most of the unemployed people have addresses in Clark County, where the jobless rate is 9.4%. That's partly due to Southern Nevada's reliance on tourism and hospitality. In northern Nevada, jobless claims have fallen below the national average, with 4.9% unemployment in Truckee Meadows. Initial claims are also continuing to trend downward. Fewer than 10,000 people filed for unemployment for the first time in July. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
A Las Vegas hospital has opened a clinic to provide ongoing care to so-called long haulers. That's people with long-term medical complications from COVID-19. University Medical Center said its clinic is the first of its kind in Nevada and will also help patients enroll in clinical trials for new therapies to treat long-term symptoms. Long-term symptoms include heart and lung conditions, pain, and cognitive impairment. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, August 30th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.